2 of the Balearic Yacht Show. We're really excited to welcome you back. I know that it doesn't look the sunniest today, but it's still really hot.
It is. It is.
And I got to tell you, if you're planning on coming down to the actual physical show, there is a lineup, and they are being very, very careful about the numbers that are supposed to be here. So unless you have an absolute urgent purpose to come, you're going to be held up a little bit at the door. So if you have a time frame or an appointment, make sure that you come early in order to make sure you gain entrance. I almost didn't get in, but, you know, I have powers of persuasion. I want to introduce my guest this morning, my first guest today, or first victim, as it were, Guillermo Garcia. He's the marketing director of Evolution Yachts. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. It's lovely.
Yeah, well, it's really nice to have you. Well, why don't you tell the audience out there in the big bad world what it is that Evolution Yachts is all about?
Well, Evolution is a yacht agent company. We started back in 2010, so it's like 11 years now. And we have our headquarters and the main offices in Palma, but we have also very important offices in Barcelona, in Tarragona, in Villanova, in Valencia. So we are covering basically all the Spanish coast, the Mediterranean coast, and we have also offices. We have presence in Gibraltar and Portugal. So we are welcoming basically all the yachts coming to the Spanish waters. And we, of course, we look after all the crew, all the yachts, and whatever they need, the chef, they need he or she needs provisioning. We have a dedicated department for the provisioning, who is in contact with the chef, the spares and engineering department, which is in contact with the chief engineer, the concierge department with pursers, the interior with chief steward. So we have adapted ourselves, the company, to the industry, to the business. The boats now are getting bigger and bigger. The organization on board is getting more complicated and more sophisticated. And we are trying to do the same in the company with the team. So we are very happy and very positive, at least for this year. This upcoming season is the volume of yachts visiting Spanish waters. The volume is very similar to the same period in 2019. We are not having as a reference the 2020 because it was a terrible year.
I've been asking everybody to
forget it. Yeah, but well, anyway, we would like to forget it, but it's an interesting year anyway. Because we assisted a lot of yachts anyway and a lot of crew in a different way, because you know the situation was like what it was, and they, especially during the last year, they needed more than ever a company like Evolution to take care of them, to manage all the movements of crew, to the repatriation, you know, to the countries, and to keep them updated about all the news regarding restrictions, regarding COVID. So it was a different year, but it was a very challenging and interesting year anyway.
I guess I can imagine, though, that there was an equal amount of work because, you know, it's not just simply booking. I mean, that's difficult enough, booking the flights for crew or changing crew over. But you also have to remember that it depends on where the country they're coming from, where the country they're going to, the country that they're transiting in. So you maybe aren't doing as many crew, but you're definitely doing maybe 5 times the work for one crew member.
That's true. Exactly. The type of work, it was different because, of course, during the summer, we didn't have here in Spain, the Balearics, the boats with guests on board, with the owners on board. So the kind of services that we were offering, of course, were different because we don't have concierge, we didn't have restaurant reservations, we didn't have anything of that, cruising itineraries. But the crew, as you said, the level of the attention that the crew wanted or was expecting from you was higher than usual, and we were very busy anyway. We were very busy. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned something about the Spanish cruising. Now, you guys are really specialized in that kind of thing.
Yes.
You've got a lot of amazing cruising territories within Spanish waters. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You want to know any secret spot or something like that? Or
well, if it's secret, you don't have to tell us. But
sorry?
If it's secret, you don't have to tell us.
Exactly.
But, what can you offer people out there if they're looking to come and cruise?
Yeah, we try to adapt the... I mean, we don't have standard itineraries. Of course, we have so many files of itineraries of what to do in any destination, any port, at all levels. But we like to, you know, to customize, to personalize the itinerary because it depends on a board is, you know, it's carrying a guest family, for example, that the needs that they require are different because they would like to have children activities, so you know it's different. The approach of the itineraries, if we compare to a young couple or you know a marriage or friends, is different. So we are trying to get as much information as possible from the boat, from the captain, from the purser, from the management company also, to know what the guests are expecting and trying to personalize anything. I'm very fan of the personalization and on anything we do, because at the end of the day, this is the, you know, the value that you are going to provide to the client is to know well the client, what are the client's needs, and try to, you know, to cover as much as possible.
Well, and one thing, and I was talking to your head company, you guys have some really cool things going on with food. And anybody that knows me knows that my life revolves around food. And will eventually, I plan on touring the world just to eat my way around the world. So you guys have some great things going on when it comes to food. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Obviously, when I talk about food, provisioning came to my mind, the provisioning department, provisioning services that we're offering to the chefs. We have a partnership with very high profile company in the industry, and we are collaborating with them as a supplier, and we are very happy with that. Also, we have Colin Clark, who is the head of the provisioning department at Evolution, and he's a bachelor. He's a third-generation Scottish bachelor, and he is, of course, he enjoys when he has to, you know, to provide provisioning to the boat. He's very specialized in, you know, in finding fresh local ingredients, fresh local food, also to bring from, you know, the meat from Ireland or from other countries, or the fish, which is complicated, but he's managed very well. And also we are also offering as a gastronomic experience on board, Kitchens of Spain. It is a part of the itinerary when we are offering the itinerary to the yachts, and we know the guests on board or the owners on board are foodie lovers. And we like to offer the Kitchens of Spain, which is, you know, like a VIP experience on board where we bring Michelin star chefs on board the yachts, local Michelin star chefs in the Balearics, and they are preparing the menu with local ingredients, with typical dishes of the Balearic in the Balearics, well paired with local wines, and we can, you know, complement this with any flamenco show on board, Spanish chill out guitar is Spanish, you know, it's something like we are coming back to the Spanish position, you know, because we are here in Spain, we are very specialized in Spain, and we try to transmit this to the client. So yeah, and so many things are going on that in the near future that you will be updated.
Well, I'm going to have to figure out how to get myself on some sort of invite list for this, I think.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So we can organize something. Yeah, maybe here in the Moonraker, on the Moonraker.
Yeah, hey.
Let's start with the captain.
We will. We're going to have a chat with the captain later. And if it happens, we'll bring it to you live streaming. What are the plans for the future for Evolution Yachting?
What are the plans? Well, as he said, we would like to, you know, the managing team at Evolution, or the essence of the team at Evolution, we are trying to be very innovative also. And without losing our perspective of what we are, or what we are and where we are, we have a lot of plans on the table to constantly, you know, surprising to the client, surprising to the industry and the industry players and the colleagues. And yeah, we have some plans for this year, for the next year. And especially at the end of the day, we would like to make the staying of in Spanish waters of the boats and the crew as much pleasant as possible, and year after year even better. No? So yeah, but we have plans. We have plans. Yeah.
No.
I cannot tell you a lot, but as there are so many things.
Don't you just love it when they leave you on a cliffhanger? Nice one. That's marketing 101, that is. He knows his job. He sure does. We're going to have to come back to him on that. We will definitely follow up.
Yeah.
Once again, I have to say a great big thank you to Guillermo Garcia. He's the marketing director for Evolution Yachts. Like I said earlier, if you're coming on down to the Palma Yacht Show, make sure that you come early because there is a lineup. Head on over to the virtual show if you're anywhere in the world and check out the virtual stand for Evolution Yachts. Make sure you're wearing your mask. Both Guillermo and I, we aren't wearing a mask because we do have the appropriate social distancing. So all of that is being adhered to at this show. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and we'll see you again really soon.